James Earl Jones. What a voice. And you are joined by a man who is indeed a legend, someone I've been looking up to for the longest time. You know, born Nisile, John Kane. Now, Dr. John Kane joining you. Just a little bit of insight, of course. In the last 24 hours, the trailer of the remake of The Lion King was released, and social media just went absolutely wild, so much so that it's trending on Twitter at the moment. Now, a lot of things trend on Twitter for all the wrong reasons. Right, but it's so great to see something trending on Twitter for all the right reasons. South African veteran actor Dr. John Kane joins this A-list class, and that includes James Earl Jones, I can't do that voice, Donald Glover, Seth Rogen, you've got John Oliver there, Beyonce is in there as well, and for the live-action remake of The Lion King. Now, Dr. Kane will be voicing the role of Rafiki. So, what a pleasure. If one just looks at what Dr. John Kane has been involved in, latest, of course, Murder Mystery, The Lion King, Black Panther, it was Chaka in Black Panther, The Suit is something else, Captain America, Civil War in 2016, and it goes on and on and on, and started with humble beginnings. So, Dr. John Kane, thank you for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you. The word legend makes me feel so old.
No, you're not old, man. I know it tells me when you were born there, John. It tells me on my thing in front of me, but it doesn't look like it. Hey?
No.
you've done very well in keeping yourself very young. Young in spirit, but also you physically still look very, very young.
Thank you.
So, John, before I talk about the remake of The Lion King, for those people who don't know you that well, and I'm going to put them over my lap, but just give us a little bit of a précis into the journey of John Kane up until, you know, where we are now.
Born in New Brighton, 30th August 1943. Very, very strong family. My father was a policeman. My mom was a domestic servant. And then we grew up in New Brighton and graduated. And then in 1965, I bumped into a guy called Arthur Fugate. Ah. He was part of a Serpent Players drama group. And that was the beginning of the journey with this human being, with late Winston Joyner, who unfortunately departed in August this year. And thus worked with those people. And in 1972, we created a play called Sizwe Banze is Dead, which deals with the infamous South African apartheid pass laws, which restricted the movement of black people. While waiting for an invitation to go to England, we created The Island, which was a tribute to all those men and women languishing in the jails of South Africa just because they believed in human dignity, decency, and freedom. Mm. And from there on, we win the Tony Award on Broadway for Best Actor. You know, and that I didn't even know what it meant. I only found out the following day when there was 440 people at the stage door waiting for autographs. And everybody said, what's going on? Says, you won the Tony Award. They're here.
That was, you know, that was in 1975, if my memory serves me correctly.
That was in 1975. In 77, debut in an international blockbuster called The Wild Geese. It's almost like name-dropping Richard Burton, Roger Moore, Richard Harris, Hardy Krueger, Winston Joyner, Ken Gambo, Sidney Chama. It's like, my God, did these people really... did you assemble these people in one room, you know?
Yeah.
And from there on, the movies followed, and the television and everything. I just kept going.
Yeah.
Because I kept believing in that perpetual pursuit for the truth. In everything I do, I'm trying to pass on something, even if in a comedy, you got to walk out of that cinema, of that theater, when you go get coffee after the television series, that I did say something or I did hear something.
Now, let's fast forward to, I mean, this is obviously this latest remake, of course, directed by Jon Favreau. And it follows that storyline of the 1994 animated film in which a young lion named Simba grows up on the African savannah, all glorious, and his uncle Scar, of course, conspires to usurp his father Mustafa's place as king. And so here you are playing Rafiki, Right. This is not. I mean, how were you approached for this? Was it through an agent? Was it something non-glamorous, or did you know someone knock into you at a coffee shop in Hollywood somewhere and go, "Hey, John, how are you doing? I'm working on another project. Can you join us?" How did this all happen?
When you are inside the circle, things just happen because the conversation is inside the circle. Mm. I'm lying on my back on the set of the Black Panther.
Yeah.
And this guy taps me on the shoulder and he says, my name is John Favreau, and I'd be very honored if you were to voice Rafiki in our remake of the Lion King. I said, wonderful. Talk to my agent. Talk to my people. Come on, you're on set. You don't know who this person is.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely love it. And then what does it entail? So just, I know I'm not supposed to be going on this long, but what the heck? We've got you on the show. And this is a Friday. So what the heck? I'm going to break all the rules we have and I'll say
sorry. I'm not going to break any rules.
I'll say sorry. No, let me break it. Don't worry. I'll say sorry later. John, just talk to me about now working on a film such as this. And obviously, you were talking about Black Panther 2018. You were Chaka, of course, you did that. And now voicing Rafiki. What does that actually entail in terms of working with all these other, cast members with big names and all the rest of it?
It's an intensive discussion with the director, producers, the art directors, the voice people and all. We discuss the character. And I remember I reminded them that, by the way, Lion King is an African story.
Yes, indeed.
So let's understand that part first. So it is happening in Africa. Because I was trying to move away from Prime Kana. Speak with the twang. I said, no, these animals are in Africa. It's a once upon a time in Africa. So you discuss the relation that the character sort of, what do you think of Rafiki? You've seen the play. Yes, I have the musical. You've seen the old animation. Yes, I did. But the discussion then went this way. I said, perhaps I don't think he's a clown. I think he's a sage. He's the most respected and revered sort of elder who's only called when there are problems to the lion's pride, who is also the best friend of Mufasa, played by James L. Jones, who also is a guardian to Simba, played by Donald Glover. And therefore, he is only called when inaugurations and someone dies, but he's quite funny in his wisdom. And once we agreed on that, John Favreau said, right on. Now you begin then to go over the scenes, because some things happen in parallel.
Yeah. Yeah.
The CGI version, computerized, is happening. And every time there's something they need, you get a call. Either you fly to Hollywood if you can't because you're busy with something, you go to a studio, which are very advanced studios in South Africa, where you can go into the studio, and there they are on the screen. There's the Donald Glover, and there's so-and-so. And then you work with these people.
Wow.
And that's constantly from one sort of, we've gained a minute on the whole sort of movie, so we check on each other, and then that's, we are now on minute 16, we're now on minute 35, and we feel the feeding of the of our voices. What we're trying to do is that when you look at the Rafiki, there's a strange and uncanny resemblance to John Carney, and the voice embodies. It's almost like radio acting. I mean, the radio acting in South Africa was brilliant. It went during the 50s and the 60s, now when there was no television. We were glued to the radios for these stories because the actors gave the voice, the human being. You even thought you knew the person, even how the person looks like. So that's the technique you use.
John, you inspire us. Thank you so much for your time. And I'm going to be watching that, the movie with a different lens. I definitely will be, after having had the pleasure of chatting to you. Dr. John Carney there, legendary South African actor. And he doesn't look old at all. Just didn't love what he said right at the beginning.